All right, we are back, and as we have from time to time, try to do on a really routine basis, car reviews. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had one, but Richard, you've recently driven a 2024 Lexus RX Hybrid. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this is the 450H trim level, Dad, which is what it's new to the lineup this year, and essentially what it's done is it's the same RX that kind of everyone's known to you know, grow and learn, love and grow in and all sorts of other things. But ultimately, the biggest factor here is the 450H provides you with a plug-in option in that regard. And so that it gives you about 37 miles or so of, plug-in only, you know, battery-only range.
Right.
Which is a nice amount. Nothing super crazy, but in that segment, it's definitely very reasonable. And then once you exhaust that plug, you know, kind of the battery and the plug-in range, it operates just like the hybrids, the Toyota hybrids do, which you and I have been known to love, right? And, and you'll express
Absolutely.
Our adulation for because they work really, really well in how they work and everything about them. And so outside of that, this is the 450H. This is the luxury trim, kind of the top of the line RX that you can get. It's got pretty much everything you could want inside of it, Dad, right? You know, it's got it's got heated and ventilated seats, heated and ventilated rear seats even. It's got, dual or tri-zone climate control, I think, maybe even quad-zone climate control. I'm not sure on that one. All of the safety, technology, that sort of thing. The only thing I'll say, and I'm going to have you and I keep saying this until Lexus decides to, and Toyota decides to listen to us, Dad, I cannot stand the driver alert system in the new Lexuses and Toyotas. I'm sorry. I've got to say it.
They drive you crazy.
And I, Toyota, I love you guys, and they give, and they've done a fantastic job, right, Dad, on a lot of their vehicles. But that thing beeps at you if you got
nanny.
Your head to the side.
It's a nanny.
It is, and it just, it yells at you. Well, you need to, driver, sit up. I'm like, people, I'm sitting up. I'm just sitting on my center console. So that's, if that literally is probably the only bone I have to pick with the car. And some people would say, well, because some of these other reviews are, the price point on this car is just too high, because the price point on this car is about $75,000, which for an RX is pretty high. But you and I are never big to knock it on that, because you know what? That's what they've priced it at, right?
Usually competitive among other things they're competing with, or they wouldn't be selling it in the first place. So that part doesn't bother me.
Well, and here's the deal. You're paying extra for the plug-in technology, the larger battery or pack, things of that nature. And so, folks, for some of you, and you can go and get a 350H that's fully kind of, jazzed up, whatever you want to say, for about $60,000, $60,000 to $65,000. So you're paying to $10,000 to $15,000 more for this car. But you may want all of those features plus the ability to plug in, because, Dad, as you and I have talked about, that 37 to 45 mile range is a lot for, or is good, I should say.
Yeah, for a lot of people, they may not, in other words, they probably will not be doing but a tank of gas a month. For a lot of people.
Precisely. Precisely, especially in that case, right?
It's going to
allow people to, again, cut down on their gas bill. They still get all of the amenities that you have. And I will say this: when they redesigned the RX, it's a nice car.
It
drives well. It's got some really nice creature comforts in it. The infotainment system.
Well, they were the innovator of that whole class of cars.
They were, and that class of car, the RX, again, folks, has been around for a number of years, right, Dad? It's really become a successful car for them because it can do, it's got a lot of utility, right? You can do a lot with this car. And so that's one thing that I enjoyed, was able to put the kids in the back, went to football, was able to open that back trunk, put all the gear in it, put backpacks in, and I didn't have to worry, right? I didn't have to sacrifice a lot of space. One thing about the luxury trim level, Dad, you get a lot of nice apportionment throughout the car, right? It kind of fits the bill in terms of that luxury kind of standpoint. And then again, in terms of fuel economy, basically once you exhaust that battery only, folks, the only thing I can say is you're essentially going to get the same car that you would have gotten if you had gotten that, the 350 version, the 358 version of the hybrid. And again, as you and I have said, they have sort of, they've perfected, right, is the best way I know how to say it, the hybrid technology.
They really have.
A lot of their vehicles, a lot of their classes.
And absolutely.
So, yep, so I'm a fan. I really liked it, Dad. And again, price point or not, whatever it is, my biggest gripe, as I said before, is just the nannying done by the driving system. But that's kind of becoming more and more common. Lexus wants people to be safe. I just wish it was a little bit easier to turn off. That's my only personal opinion. But outside of that, we encourage folks, Dad, get out, test drive them. Even if it's not the exact model that you and I are talking about, we just encourage people to get out and put their kids in it, put their family, put their friends in it. So head to your local Lexus dealer. And when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.